This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, March 31st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Figuring out your taxes is hard enough. Keeping up with the numerous changes the IRS has put into place, some in just the past few days, well, that can be enough to make your head spin.
Congress passed a big stimulus bill in March, and it had retroactive changes for 2020, and the IRS has to cope with them. And so do taxpayers and their advisors, by the way.
Coming up, our tax reporter Laura Saunders will go through the latest changes and how they could affect your 2020 tax return. That's after the break.
This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
Anybody going through paperwork and preparing their tax returns knows that 2020 was a crazy year. Well, it's getting just a little crazier. The IRS has announced some changes to rules and deductions that can complicate the math on your return. Fortunately, our tax reporter Laura Saunders is with us to help clear up some of the confusion. Laura, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thanks so much for having me.
So the IRS has announced several late changes regarding 2020 taxes, the taxes people are working on right now. We'll run through them in a moment, but Laura, these changes are coming so late in the tax season. Is this typical?
No, it's not typical at all. And remember that it's not the IRS so much as it's Congress. Congress passed a big stimulus bill in March, and it had retroactive changes for 2020, and the IRS has to cope with them. And so do taxpayers and their advisors, by the way.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for a lot of people. So the new tax filing deadline for this year is May 17th. Who does that apply to?
Well, it has very narrow range, actually. It applies to individuals. It does not apply to corporations and, you know, many businesses, unless it's a gig business or something like that. But it's just for basically for individual tax filings, not nonprofits.
Okay, but even with the new date in May, if someone has to file an extension, what would they do?
Well, you can still get an extension. It's usually a six-month extension from April 15 to October 15. This year, it goes from May 17 till October 15. So you can still get the extension, but it doesn't go an extra month.
Now, does the new tax filing deadline impact contributions to retirement accounts like traditional IRAs?
Well, it's a good question. I'm glad you asked me. We didn't know the answer to that until Monday. Now, I think a lot of people assumed that the IRS delayed the deadline for filing your taxes to May 17th, that the IRA deadline would be delayed as well. But they actually had to look for the legal justification and so on and so forth. And they found it. And so for Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs, HSAs, and a few other things, the deadline has moved from April 15th to May 17th. So you have a little bit longer to make those contributions.
Now, the IRS also said just this week that COVID-19 protective equipment like face masks and hand sanitizers are tax deductible for 2020. That could mean some sizable deductions for some people.
Yes, it could. It's a little bit complicated because in order to get a medical expenses deduction, you have to have expenses that are greater than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. And that is a really high hurdle for a lot of people. On the other hand, some people get over it because they have great big medical bills or somebody's in a nursing home or something. And once you're over that threshold, there's a whole range of expenses that are not reimbursed by insurance that are deductible for tax purposes. And now we know that PPE and COVID supplies and things like that are on the list. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay, so a lot of little changes here. So if people do discover that these changes might alter the numbers on a return that they've already filed, how do they go about remedying that?
Well, that's a hard question. You don't have a lot of great options. You can amend your tax return, and there's a difference if you change it before the due date, which is May 17, or after the due date, which is May 17. And so before the due date, it's usually called a corrected return, but there's a different set of laws and things that applies. You know, if you're going to do this, you probably need to be talking to a tax professional. It's a complicated area.
And Laura, dare I ask, any more changes you might be hearing about coming down the pipe?
Well, one of the really important ones that we're only starting to get information about is that in March, Congress exempted the first $10,200 per recipient of unemployment payments. Usually these are totally taxable, but they're not taxable for 2020. And so everybody's scrambling to figure out how that's going to work. If you've already filed your tax return, you have to be aware of what the IRS is, the guidance they are going to release. They haven't released it yet. They hope they're going to make an automatic adjustment and send people a check if they deserve it. If you haven't filed your tax return, the IRS has put out a worksheet, and the tax software companies are incorporating that into their software about how to claim that $10,200 deduction. And I'll pat the Wall Street Journal on the back, because we learned that the way that the IRS was doing that was not so favorable to taxpayers, and that it didn't really agree with what the law said. And we asked about it, and they told us they changed it. So more people qualify for this deduction.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
And thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.